Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of downsizing. What's more important as you downsize? Time, money, reduce stress? Are you prepared for the range of emotions you'll have? How can you stay connected to a higher source throughout the process? Learn how to navigate the emotional aspects of downsizing as we continue our month focusing on downsizing. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by me, and as you from April and May episodes, we have purchased a house, downsizing, getting ready to move. And I was sitting in bed, Tony was at work, I was reading, hanging out with the cats, and all of a sudden I realized at this house, 1201, this is the longest I have ever lived anywhere in my life. I have been here 12 years. Tony and Joey moved in before we got Antonio and Athena. And I was like, wow, because I hadn't realized that. When I was almost 8, we moved. When I was living with my parents, I had to share a room with my baby brother, and then we moved. I got my own room. So I'm about 8 when that happens. And then 10 years later, I leave for college, and I work summers in Maine and went to college. And so I only came home at the holidays. So that really didn't count as home. And then after I graduated college, lived in Vermont, lived in Maine, lived in Massachusetts, and then moved out to Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles for 10 years, 5 of those years at my awesome condo in Pasadena. And prior to that, the other 5 years in LA, because I was there a decade, various places, just, I had a lot of interesting housing experiences. So the condo's last 5 years, you know, was moving out from Los Angeles to Raleigh. And so I downsized then. But I think I was so excited to come out here. And one, I'm going to be honest, because it's who I am, I'm saving money by downsizing. And I guess because it's been 12 years, I think sometimes we create amnesia for ourselves. I think it was hard on me because I, dear friend Cotty's there, other people that I love are there. And I got the best compliment the day I left. Someone told me that I taught him how to love. So that is one of the nicest things that's ever and most meaningful that's ever been said to me. So anyway, because I'm going through this again and realizing, wow, this is the longest I've lived anywhere. And in addition to this, I purchased this home. It was a big deal to me. I couldn't afford a home out in Los Angeles. Middle class, just I could have been like 3 hours away, but wouldn't have wanted to commute. So anyway, first home, this is where I wrote the books. And oh, guys, I have to tell you, they are coming. I am now dealing with KDP. It's kind of crazy. I just can't. Oh, anyway, that's been a process, but they are coming. So finish the books here. I fell in love while I was here, got Tony, got Joey, then Antonio joined us, and then Athena followed. Some heartbreak here, but on the whole, started my business here. That celebrates 10 years this month, or I'm sorry, this year. Celebrate 10 months in July. So all this greatness happened, and big life things like getting married and starting a business and being here. It's like, wow, I've been here 12 years. And so as we've been cluttering and, you know, as I mentioned before, guys, I have stuff, but downsizing literally means letting go of even more and having less. Tony sold the lawnmower, which I wasn't planning on. I'm just hire guy for a couple more months that we're here. But I was like, got upset by that and not super upset. I didn't cry or anything, but it kind of like, you know, my dad bought that lawnmower for me and he's so great about helping me get settled and doing all that. And so there was a somewhat, it's a sentimentals, a little bit of sentiment. Not like I couldn't, oh no, I can't give this up. But I was kind of like, I had a moment, like just sell it. And I'm much better at garage sales than Tony. I'm just throwing that out there. But again, shoot me if I ever have a garage sale. So there are lots of emotions coming up. There has been a lot of anxiety. Even though in some ways things have really flowed, this whole process is stressful. So let's look at a couple things. Mentally, what's going on as you move? So some things you want to make decisions about if you're downsizing. What do you want to give to your family? Are there any things that you want to give to your friends, colleagues, staff? Is there a certain charity that you would be happy to donate to? And I'm going to encourage you, think about this, spend some time and do this before you start physically downsizing. Because I have to tell you, it's somewhat of an overwhelming process, and I'm organized and we don't have a ton. And the biggest thing, we're going to do two phases of downsizing. My mom thought that was kind of nuts, but I'm like, look, I want to see once we get there. I'm very visual. And my mom, again, God love her, she's going to come down and the day we move and help us unpack, and I'll stay for a couple days. She's a rock star. But I'm very visual. She's like, oh, we could put this in here. I'm going to have to see it. And so I said, we'll get rid of furniture after we've moved and set things up. I'm happy to do that. And you might not be able to do that. So take the time. Where is this stuff that you're going to downsize going? What my grandmother did, she gave a lot away. I'd say it was probably the last few years of her life. What she did is she asked people in the family what they wanted. I can't remember. I don't think she asked us. I think she asked my aunts and their spouses and my father and my mom. Because if there's stuff that you can't take with you, can't take anything with you really when you go on your next adventure. But that's something, okay, have it and get it out. My grandmother's awesome because it got out the door. So once, the other thing you're going to want to think about and take the time to figure out is, what are you going to do with what's left? Are you going to sell? Maybe there are things you want to put in consignment. Perhaps you're a whiz and want to post on eBay. What about Craigslist? Do you need an antique dealer? Now, in another episode, I talk about whether or not an estate sale is something you want to do, or same day cash and carry. So those are other considerations to have. When you're really clear on these decisions, it is going to make you less anxious, trust me. Because we are really clear, okay, when we have the first garage sale, and we ended up having, because our neighbor wanted to do it again because they didn't sell a lot. So we're like, yeah, we can put multifamily, we'll do it again. We literally had one table of stuff and luckily sold some stuff that day too. But what we said was, when the first garage sale is done, we are taking the rest to our favorite animal charity. So a couple things I said, oh, let's try to sell this. This is good stuff. But we packed it right. I laughed. Someone was here at 5 to 12. I'm like, nope. I know we said noon, but not interested. You know, you waited the last minute. I got to get the stuff out of here. So we packed up Minerva and took it right away because we had made that decision as a team. This is what we're going to do. That just allows you to have mental clarity. And again, the other thing you're going to want to think as you are contemplating all these things, what's more important? Do you need money? And there's no right or wrong. Peace of mind. College hunks hauling junk, or someone to come in and take out all your stuff and donate it. Or we have a local guy that will give it to a charity, see what he can sell, make sure it's recycled. I mean, I think that's an awesome option. Let those decisions guide you when thinking, am I going to sell or do I want to give away something? When you prepare for death, you can live your life fully. Where is all that information to your online assets? And would people know how to find it? What do you want people to remember about you? If you were to die suddenly, who would take care of your pets? Julie Caraccio can support you in end-of-life planning and organization. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. Emotional. Downsizing can be emotionally draining. I am so excited. I can't wait to tell you. Well, once we're settled, maybe probably in August. And yeah, that's when I do the August episodes. I'll share the name of where we moved to because it is amazing. We are on an acre, but what's great is it backs up to woods and we are going to build a privacy fence for the cats. And we're on one level, we're on a ranch and it's less mowing, even though we're going from a third of an acre to an acre and we're in a small town, all good stuff. But it's as excited as I am about it, it is draining. Like I said, you know, be prepared for unexpected emotions. I wasn't expecting to be like, oh, the lawnmower. And again, it was really for just a few minutes and I got it out there and we had a crazy thing happen. We had our house profession cleaned and yesterday, and we have two showings scheduled. And the cleaner was at the top of the stairs and had plugged in the vacuum cleaner at the bottom of the stairs, but it went around, it wrapped around. It wasn't like there was a socket right at the bottom of the stairs, wrapped around. Well, apparently, and this is a good safety tip in all seriousness. So like, you know, the little prongs when you plug something in. So she kept twisting and bending it. And so the prong hit inside of the socket. I think I'm saying all the correct things here. So anyway, it sounded, so then I hear this whoop, whoop. And I thought, oh, that's, it's like when a police car pulls over someone. I thought, that's weird. Is this coming from my house? Because I'm outside sweeping, doing my feng shui, getting that ready, put some potted plants out. And I'm like, holy moly, this is our house. So the wall had gotten scorched. I was like, OMG. So the fire, anyway, we've got CPI, fire came, fire trucks were awesome. And I was super excited because they're female. Anyway, female fire as well. So it's cute. Captain comes in and he's like, well, let's just check it. You know, where's your husband? I'm like, I can't. Tony left his phone at home, gone to the gym. I'm pulling my hair out. Because also Tony decides we're going to paint the garage. So miracle of all miracles, in literally about 2.5 hours before the first showing was happening and he had to leave for work, we got the garage painted. He went in, got a new socket. I'm like, we had just had a month ago had the downstairs paint us. So we had extra paint, but it was crazy, guys. It literally scorched the wall. And so we got that done. It was insane that we got that much down in a couple of times, but you know, potential for family fighting is also going to come up. Cause I was like, where are you? We're at the gym. And I was like, rah. And so if you have emotions running high, that's likely to happen. Have support. Maybe it's your friend. I have been, God love Cotty, we're emailing and I'm like, I just got to get this off to someone. And then my alma mater has a Facebook group over 40. And I said, oh, I just got to park this somewhere. Told him everything that happened. And then we've had mostly positive things said about our house, but someone just was really mean spirited. And it's like, you know, this is our home. We put a lot of effort. We put time, we put money, and this is where we're hanging out. And if you don't like it, I'm cool with that. But they just made a just really ridiculous comment and that was stressful. So I posted and everyone in the group's great, gave me my own advice. Don't take anything personally. And I've had a couple of realtors chime in. It's been really an interesting process. So make sure that you have some support in place and maybe it's someone professional and you know, okay. I mean, cause I will admit I swore loudly several times when that happened. Cause I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you guys, you know, you should know better. You're pulling on the cord. It should cause that. And that was just one other thing. And then I had to go out and find a new cover. But anyway, you know, time that I didn't have, money I didn't want to spend. And so, okay, breathe, Julie. Just breathe. So what is it that I need to do when stuff like that happens, when the handyman cancels? Take a deep breath. Who can I ask? Who is my support system for reaching out? Give yourself the time and the space to reminisce. One of the things I'm doing, Tony and I are going to do part of the feng shui, is it's time to have the energy and I'm going to do a sage and a clearing for the new people. This is going to be their home where they're going to make memories. And we're going to go around to each room. And like, for instance, I'm in my office. I'm going to thank you for allowing me to create income. Thank you for our exercises in here. Thank you for allowing this to be a space to be healthy. And, you know, look, glance up, it's rainy and cold here. So Thithi's in and she's at the top of her cat tree. So thank you for this being a place where the cats can hang out and feel safe. And thank you for this is my office and where my computer is and for allowing me to write my books and to write the podcast and to write and work with clients and all that good stuff. So I'm allowing the time for us to do that, to go room by room, talk to the outside, use a smudge stick. And thanking that and thinking about different memories that were created in different rooms. And I remember when my niece and nephew were here and they were little. So Claire was 3 and so Max would have been 1.5. And I remember Max is learning to walk and Claire can walk at this point and she's running around through all the rooms downstairs, zooming by him. And she said to me, she said, "Juju, you don't shut doors." And she pointed my cabinets and I'll be darned. I was like, oh my gosh, I've never noticed that about myself. I do not. I have this weird habit and I don't shut doors. So I try to be a little bit better since Claire called me out a decade ago about that. But have the time to reminisce about that. Or if there's something sentimental you're giving to a family member, give yourself the space to do that. And spiritually, what can you do spiritually as you're downsizing? Visualize each day going smoothly. That, okay, like today I know I have to do, like tomorrow we have to go to the credit union again. You know, again, talk about not having control over everything. We got everything set with our funding and then the credit union reneged. So I was like, okay, what's plan B? Came up with plan B. Plan B didn't work. Said, what's plan C? So we have a plan now. And I'm grateful for that. But visualize, okay, or when something arises, I visualize myself, okay, I can handle it. Now, the scorched wall, a little bit stressful. But doing that helps. Take time each day to connect with your higher power, whatever verbiage, God, universe that you use, source, that is going to keep you connected. It's going to remind you that this is just some little Shakespearean play and it's all good and it's all going to work itself out, and to not get caught up in the little stuff. Trust you'll get what you need when you need it. It's like when the handyman canceled, I'm like, oh boy, am I grateful for that, because I thought he was overpriced and I thought, well, you know what? You're just going to have to suck it up. And it ended up, we got someone who's even better. I think even more experienced overall because he was a contractor. It worked out. Try to get into that mode as much as possible. This is now a great time also, as you are downsizing, to practice forgiveness and gratitude. I have the little gratitude app, and I'll do one show sometime this year. It's not going to happen before August, about a gratitude app. So it's a great reminder, ding, like a little thing comes up so I can express my gratitude daily. Forgiveness. So I'm working on forgiving the crappy neighbors that I'm leaving. Boy, am I grateful for that. But working on forgiving. Okay, yes, as I'm having 2 showings today and you let the trash in your yard, big white that's going to stick out on a gray day in green grass. Okay, just put it in the thing. Just be grateful that you're working through your karma. What can you forgive? Taking time to do that each and every day. Forgive anyone that you're able to. I think I shared at one point about things that I'm doing. And so one thing I'm doing every day is to send someone love. I picked someone, like it was Tony, it was Cotty, and 2 different people. I'm going to do Cotty's cat next month because he's having some challenges. And so the fur babies, all that. So my goal with that is, and I don't know if I can do this by the end of the year, but I'm going to try, is to send love to people I don't like, send love to people that a couple of people I don't think did right by me. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to do that by the end of the year. We'll see. Maybe I can do it next year. But with regular practice, it's a possibility. Take actions from today's podcast. Make decisions on who gets what. Decide what's most important with your physical items. Time, money, peace of mind. Create a support system for the emotional aspect of downsizing. Allow time to honor your emotions, all of them. Stay connected to your spiritual or religious practice. Trust it will all work out in the end. On next month's episode, We're talking about settling into your new home. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.